Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. But before our play begins, may we make a practical suggestion to you on how to economize on your family clothes budget. That is, buy washable garments whenever you can. Then launder them gently, safely, in White King soap suds. Yes, it is very easy and inexpensive to keep your washables new-looking in gentle White King soap suds. Those suds are safe for all your brightly colored washables. Safe for gay new cottons, pretty rayons, and sheer fine nylons. White King suds safeguard your clothes in still another way. They wash out all the dirt. In fact, the only thing White King suds could possibly be hard on is dirt. They wash out surface soil, wash out hidden dirt. To safeguard all your washables, we know you'll say, as thousands of ladies do, I love White King. While Frank Chandler is away, Princess Naji leaves her Cairo home with Abdallah, the young Bedouin chief, on an unexplained errand. An occult message from the yogi saying that Naji is in grave danger brings Chandler back from a meeting of the Inner Council at Malta. In his disguise as Fuad the Sorcerer, in the employ of the malignant Roxor, he goes to Roxor's rooms, where he believes Naji may have been taken. Chandler leads Roxor on to boast of his dream to rule the world. And Roxor admits he has Naji hidden somewhere, that she will be sent to join Robert Regent in the ruin near Algiers. Chandu, the magician.
But where is it you keep Naji hidden, Monsieur Roxor? You have not told me.
Fuad, you ask too many questions. Naji is nothing to you. But if you wish to ask her questions, I give you my permission.
Merci bien. Where is she, monsieur?
You are a sorcerer. See if you can find her.
Then you will permit me to look for her.
Enough. Go away, Fuad. I allow myself a joke, that is all.
Mais, monsieur...
Go away. Do not come again unless I send for you.
Pardon, monsieur. I will say no more of Naji. It was only a jest, as you say. But I can do nothing about Monsieur Rizon until you tell me how to find him when I have gone to Algiers.
Tomorrow I will give you the directions and the map. Now I am busy. Go away.
As you wish, monsieur.
I will speak to Abdallah. Abdallah, come here.
That's about all, Dot. I couldn't go any further with it without making Roxor suspicious. I wish Abdallah had come back.
Poor Naji.
Well, I don't see how he got her up there in the first place, unless Abdallah double-crossed her.
I know it wasn't that.
Oh, Betty.
Abdallah was right there with Roxor when I left, but I couldn't speak to him alone. Roxor may suspect him as it is.
Oh, I hope not.
I'm afraid Naji went with Roxor purposely, to keep him from finding out Abdallah's on our side now.
Oh, if he does find out...
Yes. If Roxor begins to ask questions about where Abdallah got the sorcerer Fuad, for instance...
Say, that's right.
Oh, why did all this have to happen now, when we're so close to finding Robert?
And we are close, Dot. Roxor said he'd give me complete directions tomorrow, and even a map to the place.
Well, I bet Abdallah won't give you away, Uncle Frank.
I know he won't. If he can help it.
Oh, I can't bear to think of Robert in some underground hole somewhere. Knowing everyone must have given him up years ago.
Oh, Mother, darling.
Ill, maybe. Helpless. His mind may even...
Dorothy, listen. He won't be strong physically.
Oh, Frank.
How could he be? Shut up for 9 years. But he must be the same mentally. Don't forget that. He's held Roxar off about that formula all this time.
Gosh, it's like the things you read about people in concentration camps.
Oh, Bob, don't.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
I'll have to have a showdown with Roxar. And if anything happens to me, Dot.
Oh, no, Frank. Please wait until Abdallah comes.
Well, he may not be able to get away, Dot. And if I don't come back, you go to Algiers and send word to... I'll write his name down for you. Where's my pen? Now, tell this man about Robert. Everything. He knows Algiers well. And he's a member of the Secret Order, besides. He'll do everything he can. And that's a lot. Here you are.
I feel as if I was sending you to your death.
Dorothy, just remember this. Even if Robert had nothing to do with it, I'd still have to fight Roxor. You don't understand, I know, but believe it just the same.
Effendi.
Yes, Abu, what is it?
A letter. The messenger would not wait.
No, thanks. It's all right.
Effendi, the princess, you have found her?
Yes, I think she'll be home pretty soon, Abu.
Great is Allah.
Why, it's written in Arabic.
It's from Abdallah.
Oh?
Let's see. I dare not come to you now. Roxor is not to send the princess to Algiers, but to kill her before he goes from Egypt.
Kill her?
Tonight she will be taken to the Nile.
Oh, hey, aren't you going to read the rest of it?
I've read all I need to. Remember what I said, Dot.
I said you were not to come here again until I sent for you.
Monsieur Roxor, I have learned that Naji is even now practicing her sorcery upon you.
What is this?
Naji is working her sorcery.
No matter. In 1 hour it will be too late.
Oui. I know how you plan to have her killed tonight, but I don't...
How do you know what I plan?
You do not forget I have much knowledge of the black arts.
I would be glad to forget it and you.
But Monsieur knows the value of a sorcerer. Now, she knows many secrets. For example, she knows much about the work of Chandu.
No, I have lost patience with such people. Regent is one.
We can learn Naji's secrets, monsieur.
No, I say. You will bring me Regent's secret. That is all I want from you.
Non, I am désolé that monsieur thinks so little of my powers.
I know what you can do, but...
Saint-Preux, if you learn not one thing... You still have the Dark Nile?
You are right. Bin Saba, bring Naji to me.
Ah, monsieur, you are most fortunate that Bin Saba cannot speak.
I told you he is one who once spoke too much.
Ah, oui. Monsieur is very strong and without feelings.
When you see Robert Regent, you will see a man who, for feelings, as you call it, has suffered for 9 years.
Vraiment, monsieur?
Feelings of pity for the people of the world. Ha! Cattle. Why, he could have shared with me power.
So?
But he would not. For this, when he has told you his secret, he will die. This is what comes of permitting yourself feelings. Good evening, Naji.
I am growing weary of this small room with no air, Roxor.
You need not go back to it. Why don't you speak to Fuad? He tells me he knows you quite well.
Perhaps I can induce her to speak to me. Naji, how do you like it that I twist your arm behind you?
Oh!
Cry out. It's our only chance. Make more noise.
No, Roxor. Do not allow this torture. No.
You see at last what it means to oppose Roxor. Ask her the questions, Fuad.
Oui, monsieur.
Ask her the names of the men of Chandler's secret order.
I will tell you nothing.
Make her speak before I take her to the Nile. I've wasted too much time already.
The Nile? Roxor, you will not drown me.
Why not, since you know so much and refuse to help me?
Not the river. Oh, Roxor, I beg you.
Naji, you shall not die before you have seen that I, Fuad, am as great a sorcerer as you yourself. Is it not so, Monsieur Roxor?
Oh, no matter. I am tired of this. Abdallah will be ready soon and we will go.
Surely Monsieur Roxor is not going himself. Such work can be done by servants.
I will go myself. I will see that it is done. Bin Saba, send Abdallah to me when he comes.
She will tell me the secrets, monsieur, when I have performed the magic. Nazi, you see? I wave my hands in small circles, like this.
Ah, you are a dancing bear, Fouad.
Uh-huh. You see what occurs? Look in the corner. Voila. A wisp of smoke. Ah, in this corner, more smoke. From under the divan, smoke. Soon it will fill the room.
Fouad, that is one of my own secrets.
So, Fouad, you do well. Ask her the questions.
I am here, Raxor.
Good. Is the boat ready, Abdallah?
It is so, Raxor. Men have spent the hour making it full of holes. When it has reached the deepness of the Nile, it will sink.
The weight, you have them?
From a ruin near Naji's own home, I have taken great stones.
Oh, no, no, Raxor. Do not permit this. Raxor!
But what is this smoke?
Oh, Raxor!
The house is burning.
It is a trick of Fuad's to force the princess to speak. Princess of the bottom of the Nile.
Oh, no, Raxor!
Even a sorceress cannot escape drowning in the leaking boat with a stone about her neck.
Oh, please.
Stop the smoke, Fuad.
Why should I, monsieur? The princess has not yet agreed to speak.
But it is choking us. Stop it, Chandu.
Chandu?
Oh, Allah.
Who is it you call Chandu? By the ruin of the world, Fuad, if you have brought Chandler
what
here...
What have I done?
Fuad, it is you. You are Chandler himself.
Quick, Abdallah, the cord from your turban.
Come on, bring all the men. Kill this fool who calls himself Fuad. Abdallah, you shall die.
Not by your hand, Raxor.
Hassan, Mustafa.
Come on, Abdallah. Let's tie him in the chair. Well, thank heaven for the smoke.
I will cut out your heart, Chandler.
That's enough, Luxor.
Hassan, kill them. Kill them both.
Stand beside me, Abdallah.
I watch Chandu.
Don't give him a meringue.
Chandu, behind you, the knife.
Oh, son of a camel. Oh, renegade dog.
Oh, Chandu, they have stabbed Abdallah.
Nafi, keep away.
This smoke.
Kill Chandu.
There he is.
Here's the door, Naji. Quick, down the stairs to the alley.
I will not go without you, Chandu.
Go on. I'll bring Abdallah.
Leave me, Chandu.
Don't talk, Abdallah.
Let you loo.
I'll carry you. Go ahead, Naji.
Marcella, kill the dog.
They're cutting each other's throats in there. The smoke's so thick they don't even know we've gone.
Chandu, listen to me.
We'll have you back in Naji's in no time.
No, Chandu, it's not all of your magic.
What? What's that?
When we were tying Raxor in the chair, Chandu, I lighted fire. He will burn.
Now, before we say goodnight, we pause to suggest that you and every member of your family join us every weekday night to hear Chandu the Magician. And we suggest that you try the soap we make, White King Granulated Soap. You will discover that there is no better soap for your washing machine than White King. White King makes plenty of good, rich, foaming soap suds. Long-lasting suds that don't fizzle out on you when your wash water cools down. And White King suds really roll the dirt right out of your clothes. You'll be so proud of your washing. The white things, so very white. The colored things, kept so fresh and bright. The washing time shortened so considerably, it saves you effort and saves wear on your clothes as well. So may we remind you, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. And when you buy a box, be sure to save the box top, won't you? Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.